Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, we're looking at like seven
priority
moves
that you would be trying, like deadline day, profile of player that you're looking for. Like, what would be the highest?
A guy
on your,
who hits left-handed pitching, doesn't strike out a lot. Number one,
because position just a bat.
I don't care if that's a second baseman. I don't care if that's a catcher. I don't care if it's a right fielder. You're probably going to find more outfield help when it comes to the bat in general. Just because there's more of those guys out there. So that's what I'm looking for profile-wise, because they have enough strikeout guys. I need a puts-the-ball-in-play type of a guy. Or, if you're going to be a high strikeout guy, guaranteed plus-plus power. They have a lot of guys that have, decent power. No. They need plus-plus power if they're going to have another 165 to 185 strikeout guy on this roster. They're going to strike out 1,600 times this year. I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
They're on pace for about 1,380 strikeouts right now. Their team record was a couple years ago, which was 1,492.
That's still too many.
I mean, look, in 2021, they struck out a lot, but they hit 250
home runs.
Yeah,
they hit a lot of home runs.
Right? So you've got to offset it. You're not going to have, you're not going to be, perfect in every aspect. But that's what I'm looking for, right? And so those are hard to find.
To me, it's a top of the order bat. I mean, like a leadoff hitter.
Well,
like
that would be
a true leadoff hitter.
I would love
and
that.
And that to me also screams something they don't have. And we talked about it in the first hour. Athleticism. Yeah. You have no athletes on this. Elliot Ramos might be your best athlete. Like, seriously, he might be the best athlete on this team.
That's saying something.
Or Jung-Hoo Lee might be the best athlete on this team, saying something.
But Jung-Hoo Lee's athleticism
the
has
best
yet
one's Tyler Fitzgerald, and he can't get on the field.
It was. His athleticism hasn't translated to being a terror on the base pass. When you watch, go to the game next time, anybody. Watch the leads everyone else in baseball takes, and then watch the lead that the Giants take. You can only throw over twice. This is the part that's the most insane to me. You're not out far enough if you can't get dirty. Like, hello? Can someone pretend like they're going to steal a bag and force a pitcher into thinking about you? It's mind-boggling.
I mean, and that's why, I think that Buster Posey and the rest of that brain trust is looking at how they can keep this team intact, move off of what's expendable, and add to the core in hopes of improving them for next season. Because, again, I think we're in agreement. Their hand was forced. They had to do something.
No doubt.
They had to do something after the stretch. They're not good enough. And they certainly haven't played well enough. But I also, I seriously don't think that this regime thinks this team is that far away. Like, they look like it now, but that far away? I mean, we're talking about them like they're, the team they just got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I realize that they swept them, but the Giants are not the Pirates. Like, it has not gotten that.
We didn't even see Skeens, and Mitch Keller got knocked out after two innings. I mean,
they're not that bad. What are you giving that? They're not that bad.
I didn't think so. I don't think so, but you are what you are. Like, I really do want to see how they finish this year out. If I told you they never recover and they just continue on this 10 games under pace that they've been under on, like, would that really shock you? It's been pretty ugly.
Well, in that case, and this is where it's something I've been a little reluctant to get in on. Seriously, the guy who to me is the most under fire if this season goes or continues to go off the rails is its manager.
Oh, Bob. Well, Bob, I have no faith in Bob.
Well, it's hard to at this point. Like, to me, a collapse, the amount of mistakes that they're making, as much as, yeah, Elliot Ramos should know how to run the bases. Jung Hoo Lee should know how to call for a fly ball. Brett Wisely should know not to get picked off in a late game situation. But these are all, this is a results-based business. And that all falls on the manager.
100%.
And to me, I don't think it's, everyone just assumes that Posey's going to pick up his option next year, or he did, but he's going to just like see it through. I don't think that's a foregone conclusion whatsoever.
It means nothing to me.
This team has melted down. And to me, it's happened from the brain down. It's been between the ears this entire month and a half. And that to me is something that as much as I think Bob Melvin's a fine manager, it falls at his feet.
Yeah.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ask you a question. Did you hear what happened with him and Elliot Ramos yesterday? Did you hear what he said?
Oh, Melvin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
I
like,
think hey. Might have it here
they were like, hey, you, if you have it, I would love it. Like, it was about like Ramos and maybe getting benched. It was like, what society are we living in? Could you imagine doing this for Roger Craig? The guy I referenced earlier, Don Zimmer. Play the sound. This to me is just insane.
It's hard to do for a guy that tries as hard as he does. It's not like he doesn't care, and it's not like he doesn't hustle, and it's not like he's not going out there prepared and working. It's different for me. And as far as giving Adames a blow.
Oh, no. You gave him a couple of days a couple of months ago, and he's been hitting.
Well, he's only had one day off this year. Yeah.
But combined with the 3 days. But I'm not talking about Adames as much as.
No. I didn't know where you're going with that. You know what? We'll see. We're not swinging the bat very well, and he's one of our biggest bats. So there's a little catch 22 with that. But you know, he's going to play tomorrow, and we have an off day after that.
Why are we so afraid to just say it out loud? He knows he can't do the silly things that he's been doing. Like, come on. He's got to be smarter than that. I had a long talk with him. Like, I'm just paraphrasing of what I'd like to hear. I had a long talk with him, and I told Elliot, like, if you want to be a big leaguer, these are the things you cannot do. You bring a lot to the table that's good, but you have to work on these things if you want to play for 10 years at the big league level. Why are we so afraid to say this out loud? I do not understand the coddling of this situation.
So this past weekend, Chasky, after one of Bob's pregame availabilities, we're chatting with him in the dugout, and I did bring this up with him, just like, this was about, you know, Ramos blowing through the stop sign scoring. But I asked Bob, like, what are those conversations like with him, or how do you kind of balance, you know, him succeeding versus failing in those situations? And basically the answer Bob gave me is like, yeah, we have had those conversations a lot. I'm not really going to share what I said with you. So, I mean, that's as deep as it went there. So I tried.
When you play on a team with a guy who's making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again, and there's never any repercussion, and it's not Manny Ramirez, okay, or someone of that ilk, like, all the guys kind of roll their eyes. Come on, you've been on teams. You know, really, you ain't going to do nothing about this? Okay. No one's saying they want him off the team. It's just like, come on, man. We can't keep doing this stuff.
No, and that's again where I do begin to wonder if Melvin's voice is falling on hollow ears, because he's given the behind-the-scenes talk. Like, Sam's right. I do think that Melvin has chatted with Ramos. Hell, I think he rips the team. He just does it privately. And he doesn't talk okay. about what he says. But that's my point, is it hasn't worked. Like, you've done it 4 or 5 times this year. How many times can you play that card? My biggest issue with this series is, and why I feel like it is literally rock bottom, is because, all right, after you got embarrassed by Atlanta, and it was a bad look, and you're dropping balls, and guys are making errors left and right.
The Atlanta series was so bad.
Well, but they responded to it.
Yeah.
They responded to the behind the closed doors ripping or shredding that at least it feels like players said Melvin gave them. Okay, you win a couple of games. You can't do it a week later. You can't rip your team a week later.
Did you hear?
Because they already got that lashing.
Did you hear what Samson said? David Samson, who we had on yesterday? It reeks of panic if you have this many coach meetings, player meetings, team meetings. It's just, you're done.
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, no, and that's what like, again, the messaging from Chapman 3 days ago to today, he's done. Like, they know. The players know.
It's over.
This season is cooked.
Exactly.
They get it. So I'm trying to figure out what they can do that's going to help them next season. And today is a big day for them to address that. You know, I just wonder how much the front office really has pivoted. Like, I believe that they're still firm that this is a solid club that ran into an awful stretch that hasn't figured out how to get out of this spiral. But come back next season, you got a fresh off season for Devers to learn.
He needs a full off season, no doubt.
I agree,
no
doubt. In fact,
I'm not gonna crush the guy. Look, again, I have thoughts and I'm like questioning this, that. But in terms of like crushing him, no. Like, I want Devers to succeed and thrive here.
It's gonna have no bearing on the season because it would have happened anyways. But like, I wouldn't have put him at first.
Oh well, have you stood like anywhere near him, like in the vicinity? He's a big boy.
He is a big boy. He also is clearly learning how to play a brand new position.
100%. How many times have you seen him make a play at first base? Either his feet are in the wrong direction, depending on right or left foot. And also, he jumps off the bag immediately after the throw comes in. I mean, he's definitely learning on the fly.
A good first baseman 2 nights ago would have not even tried to get to the ball,
which is
that Casey Schmidt ended up throwing it.
He pumped fake to second and then went to. He would have stayed at home.
A good first baseman knows he can't get to that ball. It's a second baseman's ball, and he's at first base,
yes.
So he can get at least one out. Like, and again, that's fine because he's learning the position on the fly. My point is, give him the entire offseason to do that. Bring him back next year and see how this thing can work.
Yeah, but they're in such a tough spot. Like, they're just throwing things at the wall to see what works. And also, this is the other part. Wilmer wore down and couldn't play first base every day. And
yes.
So then
yes.
They was like, hey, Dom Smith or Wilmer, let's have Wilmer's bat in the lineup, which I understand, right? And so...
No, it's tough. Again, they got a lot of first basemen and DHs.
I like Dom Smith. To me, like, Dom Smith is a guy I actually want to bring back as a backup first baseman. I like him. I like Dom Smith. But on the list of things that the Giants need, no one's saying, like, backup first baseman. Gotta prioritize that.
I mean, like most people, unlike most people on this team, he can play respectable defense.
I think he's been one of their best defensive players, period, this year. He's saved them a ton of runs.
And again, if Devers was hitting the crap out of the ball, it wouldn't make a difference as much. Like, no one cares that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. doesn't play good defense.
No
one cares that Pete Alonso is not a great first baseman.
And nobody made cares. Two of the best plays of his life against the Giants.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the jumping one was just, you got to be kidding me.
But that's the point, though. Pete Alonso, Giants fans may not know it from watching this series, is a subpar first baseman. And even he can still make a couple of plays to help you win a baseball game. Devers is not there yet.
No.
We're worried about the average play that he's walking the dog to first base because he's kicking it there.
How about when Matt Olson made like 5-6 scoops, both on grounders and on scud missile throws over at first base? We've seen some excellent defensive first basemen. We have.
I know. And that's what, like, JT Snow's rolling over watching Devers right now, and it's like, can we just give him some time? And again, that's really what I think. People don't want to hear it. The Giants and Posey need time. Like, this year, I agree, it wasn't supposed to happen overnight. But I think that they're within enough distance between them, the second or third wild card team, that between now and next year, make some additions at the deadline that help you for now and later. Maybe you get off Doval. I think you keep Ray. But you do stuff to set yourself up to still compete next year because you got a massive amount of salary already on the books. I mean, you got a big core. I think that selling now to just get a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds, even if they're supposed to be great prospects, it almost, like, I know they're paid a lot of money, but I don't think that Devers, Adames, and Chapman are here for the next 5 to 7 years between them, looking at, like, yeah, we're going to be mediocre. That's what we all came here
for. No, I think there's two things that they're going to try to accomplish is, like, developing their young talent from within and then trying to field a better baseball team at the big league level. That they're going to literally try to do both things right now. And I don't think they're going to have a Mets-like payroll. They're just not. They're going to have to be smarter than that. You know, like, I look at a team like the Milwaukee Brewers. Everyone points at Tampa Bay Rays. Milwaukee, in middle of the pack payroll. I would say even below middle of the pack payroll. And they make hard decisions all the time. They let Willy Adames go. Took the comp pick. They traded away Hader. They traded away Devin Williams. They've traded away Corbin Burns at tough times. They still made the playoffs. Why? Because their hallmark is the player development and the young guys coming through. They have a Cheerio Jackson. They have these other guys to offset. Like, that's the business model. The Giants need to be a more expensive version of what the Brewers are doing. That's what they're trying to do. They're not going to do the Yankee Met model, Dodger model, and the Dodgers obviously develop as well. But, like, just outspend everyone. They can't. They don't have that wherewithal.
But that's why, the reason why the Padres can go out and acquire in consecutive years, in some way, shape, or form, not just at the deadline, but they can trade for Cease, they can trade for Soto, they can trade for Miller, they can go out and get Tanner Scott last year, and they can kind of overpay for all of them, is because they've still developed. Like, the Padres haven't tanked the last 5 years, but they've developed guys worth selling. So just because you have a chance to replenish your farm system by selling what you have, like, to me, they got a lot more work than that. And that's where I am giving Posey a clean slate, because I don't know what he prefers in drafts. I don't know how they're going to develop talent. We're going to learn that over time, but it's not as if you can't be good and still have a great farm system. The Dodgers do it every single year. The Padres, for the most part, that they haven't won anything at a high level, they still have a great system. The Tigers have the second best farm system in minor league baseball. And they were just the best team a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but they're also a team on that list.
By the way, run by a former Giant.
They made the playoffs last year, but they had not made the playoffs for a long time before that. Like, they're part of that one playoff appearance since 2017 crew of teams. So they went through a long period of ugliness and not competing and not being good and not winning. And the final couple waning years of Miguel Cabrera. So they went through a very...
But that took like 5 or 6 years of having the number one or close to number one overall pick.
Torkelson was number one, I believe.
Torkelson's 1-1. Casey Mize is 1-1.
Yes, there's the other one.
Reese Olson's a top 10 pick.
We're
Riley Green's a top 5 pick. Like, is that what you really want to do?
Well, no, but what we don't want to do is what they did last year.
Not worth watching for the better part of a decade.
I hear you, but what they did this year was they signed Blake Snell, lost the second round pick, and then didn't retain Blake Snell, and then didn't trade Blake Snell, and then now you miss out on a second-round pick that this team could desperately use because their cupboard is completely bare, right? So there's a happy medium somewhere in the middle of the two. Like, I like what they did with Chapman. They're like, oh, we'll surrender a third-round pick to sign Chapman. Let's do it. Got him on a one-year deal, and then re-signed him for a five-year deal, an extension. That was smart. Like, that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Well, and we're going to talk about it, of course, the rest of the day on 95.7 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.